Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis, where you evolve on purpose, is on now. With your host, Tanis McRae. Your time is now. Let Tanis help you realize that you will be heard, be relevant, be loved and accepted, all while having fun doing it. Awaken your awareness to create the change you want to happen in your life. Talking to Tanis on TransformationTalkRadio.com starts now.
Happy New Year, everyone. It's me, Tanis McRae. And you're listening to my very brand new show called Talking to Tanis, Evolve on Purpose on Transformation Talk Radio. I've been looking forward to this for so long, like my whole life. I got in trouble for talking at school. So, you know, I've been practicing for a long time. I just want to thank everybody at Transformation Talk Radio for their support, their patience, and all my nervous little calls and emails. They've been wonderful. Today, I am having a very important person with me, and she's coming through audio, probably from somewhere warm where it's not here. It's like minus 36 here. She's probably enjoying plus. But today I have someone I met 10 years ago. I think it was 2010 in Sedona. And when I met her and had a reading with her, she saw me. She saw me. She saw me clearer than I've ever saw me. And that gave me permission to see me too. And that's an amazing thing. That's an amazing thing when somebody truly sees you and then gives you permission to just be you. That you knew you were all the way deep down inside, but you thought, maybe that's not quite good enough. Maybe that's not what everybody wants, right? You think you know what everybody else wants from you, but you don't. So she gave me permission to be Tanis. She gave me permission to be air. She gave me permission to be whatever I was deep down inside. In fact, she said to me, "You're an answer machine. You just throw in 25 cents and an answer comes out." Now, the rest of my life, people called that bossy and managing. But she so gently said, "Look at you, an answering machine." So who is this? Who is this amazing person? This amazing person is world-renowned astrologer, Deborah Silverman. So I'd like you to give her an amazing welcome in your house. Just start clapping and cheering and celebrating because she's that awesome. And so welcome. Welcome, Deborah.
Thank you. What an honor and what a great intro. That's true. You're an answering machine. I made that up.
Yeah, you did.
It's kind of the things I do. I say shit and then I'm like, oopsie, like there's an example. Like, why does this stuff fall out of my mouth? I think I have Tourette's a little bit.
Or you're just so connected to the amazing universe that you just, you're a channel.
I like that better. I'm going to go with that. I'm connected and I say things that everyone's thinking. That's what someone told me when I was a kid. Deborah, you say what we're all thinking, but you have the courage to say it. And I was like, why don't you?
This is true. Take some courage. It does. Bravery.
Courage and spontaneity is one of your and my specialties.
It's true. Do way better when it's just right there. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing really well. You were right. I'm in Hawaii. It's early in the morning. It is not below zero, as in 30 below zero, quite the opposite. So we're on polarized opposite parts of the world. And that has nothing to do with anything, because if you close your eyes, we're all together.
It's true. It's so true. I feel you.
And I'd love to just let you take the lead. You just take me down whatever street you want to go to.
Absolutely. Well, you know, one of the things that I love about your programs and whatnot is that it's not just, it's sort of beyond horoscopes and into the person, into that, what we were just talking about, that permission, right? And I know you just had something called, let me look here. It was where you had a deep, it was where you're doing a program where you're going really deep into you. You want to talk about that?
That's so exciting. Well, first I'd like to introduce myself because I don't think that people know what I do. So let me start there. I'm an astrologer of over 40 years, and I also have a master's in clinical psychology. So I have combined astrology and psychology and done it in a way that makes astrology less woo-woo and psychology less abstract. Like I've really brought it down to earth level and spoke English and practicality. So my whole life's work is taking the abstraction, the woo-woo factor, the theory into practicality so people's lives actually change from studying all this stuff. Because I find, you know, you and me both, we can talk all day, as my friend said. They talk all day, they talk about nothing. So I don't want to talk about nothing. And so I don't, my process is always very succinct and simple and quick. And that is true of my school as well. So I have two facets. One is the school online. Bells are going off. There's a school online where I teach astrology in a 6-week class. And your son is one of our very best mentors.
He is.
We have about 30 mentors. So twice a year, in fact, if this is airing live, coming soon, I think it's next week, January 21st. What is the date today?
The 17th.
Next week, you can sign up for our astrology school. So it's a 6-week online class where people, just what you described, they're given a mirror by the mentor to see themselves in a way that they probably couldn't see themselves before because they didn't have a language. Astrology is basically a language, like, oh, I'm an airhead. You already knew that, but the language of astrology puts it into succinct terms. And then there's this permission slip that comes right next to the description. So if you want to sign up for the school, it's for level one, beginners and advanced all have to take level one, and you do a deep dive into yourself. And then there's level two, where you learn the nuts and bolts about astrology, where it's more technical. And then there's level three, where they come to Hawaii or to Colorado and see me and do a live class where we watch them do a reading, and people can become astrologers when they grow up. It's kind of cool. So that's that's the first thing that's available. And that's literally, we only teach twice a year, and it's this week. That,
yay.
So perfect timing. The class opens up next week, that launch, the cart, we call it. The cart opens up next week, and then the class begins in February. So that's the school. But the project, and I don't know how you found out about it. That's so cool. The new baby that I just had that we haven't even told anybody. So this is live coming to you, McCray, is called Tell Me a Story.
Oh, and
it's
nice.
A course where it'll be a 4-week class, lower hanging fruit, a little bit cheaper, where it starts with you identifying your missing element, mm-hmm. what's going on in your life right now that you need help with, and then prompts that will develop and grow over 4 weeks, where you start to, you learn how to do self-healing. You learn how to access your higher self. You learn how to give yourself messages and voices. And so instead of looking to somebody else and seeking wisdom from wisdom keepers, which there's plenty of, you and I are both that.
Yes.
This is a practice, and it becomes a practice where you start to write to yourself, learn about yourself. So if you're a journaler, or you like to write, but you left it behind, or you like to talk like me and Tanis, you can do either. So it's an online
wow.
class. It will be starting in the spring.
That, of course, you know, that's right up my alley.
I
That's
know.
My forte is to really create independent self-awareness, right? Through my book, did the same thing, right? It's like, can, you know, you teach a man to fish. You teach a man to fish, someone to fish by going in and taking that personal responsibility. You create, not me, not you, but you create this expanded consciousness. This story, this new story, really, right? This new story that
exactly.
that you are now the person writing. You're not seeking. You're not looking for someone to write your story for you. You know, you're the author. You're the authorization. Yes. What an amazing thing.
You're the authority. That's another word.
Yes.
To author. You're your own authority.
It's true. And you know, I think that that gets lost sometimes when we are in that seek mode. We're in that, well, I guess accumulation mode, which there's nothing wrong with that, where we go looking for a structure or a person, or like you said, a wisdom keeper to just be that guide, but not to take responsibility for you or be that accountability, but instead be that guidance. And that understanding and that opportunity to expand,
And it's so exciting for me because I'm watching already. We did a trial run We did a prototype, and the group was so moved, and it was so exciting. It's very fulfilling when you give people power. I prefer to give power away.
Right. Yes. Or you ignite it in them for sure.
Yes. Yes. I'm a fire starter. That's what I do.
Yeah. I love that.
I put a little match by someone and woohoo, and they get so excited and they become their own wisdom keeper and their own wisdom giver. And it's a relief for me and you who are healers. Yes. To watch other people become natural healers.
It's true. This is so interesting. And I know we're going to take a little, maybe a deeper look or go somewhere else with this, but right after our break. And thank you so much. I mean, this is exciting.
Thank you.
Very exciting.
I don't even know how you know.
Oh, you know, connections.
Little birds flying around town. I heard a lot about that.
That's right. All right, everyone. Thank you. Stay tuned. Deborah and I will be right back.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Look, midlife. The kids are grown. The career is stale. Life is no longer in passion. Okay, you know what I'm talking about, right? So after decades of giving to others, you get depleted, burned out, and it feels like you're living on the surface, a little dim, a little depressed, or maybe a lot, and lacking focus and passion. Well, get ready for this. Those days are over. You're going to want to join Susan Axelrod in the Discovering You Again event, January 27th. This fabulous online event is for you. So let us tell you how to get there. Go to bit.ly/DYA2020. Register now. Catch in on all of the early bird specials going on and get ready to step in to discovering you again.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Hello, we are back on Talking to Tanis with me, Tanis McRae. And my guest today is world-renowned astrologer, Deborah Silverman, and good friend. Before break, we were talking about this upcoming opportunity to go in and tell your story to yourself, create a new one, become that author. And again, before we continue with that, don't forget, next week, Deborah's Applied Astrology School is waiting for you. And I have the absolute pleasure of having given birth to one of her mentors. I created them from scratch. This is my son. My son is one of the mentors for this applied astrology. So if you want to meet him, you can request him, I'm sure.
You can find him about that. That's a really interesting story. You can tell that story of how your son found his calling.
So I have two sons, and this is my oldest son, Nick. And Deborah had come to my hometown to do some astrology lessons and classes. She even had a sleepover at my house. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying. She had a sleepover at my house. And it just so happened that this coincided with the passing of my father. And we had family coming in. It was his memorial. I just am such a good student, and I love Deborah so much. I was like, what am I going to do? I can't be at my dad's memorial and at my astrology class. What will I do? And so I asked my son, Nick, who'd been helping me learn all this astrology stuff. I said, would you go to the class for me and then just come back and teach me what you found? And he said, he got there and he says, I don't know why everybody thought this was so hard. It is so easy. And so he's like, and it literally just ignited in him. He just flowered, just opened in him. And Deborah said, wow, this is something amazing. This is something he's obviously done many lifetimes before. And it just dropped into him fully formed. I think kind of like it did with you, Deborah.
How old was he? Wait a minute. How old was he?
So that was 2012. That was 2012.
7 years ago.
So he was 18.
He was 18. So can we just take a moment? This is the craziest story. It just talks so much about fate. And yes, you're right. It happened to me too. So he was 18 years old, had never considered astrology. He is now a professional astrologer. And one of the best, full time. Yeah. Is that what he does full time?
That's right. That's what he does full time.
So he came to my class as a filled in the space of Tanis not being there, took on to it like a, how do you say, what's the right way? Peanut to peanut butter? No.
peanut to jelly?
Yeah. I was trying to think of the right way to put that. And then, within a short period of time, became an astrologer, and not just an ordinary astrologer. He's done so much work with all the different systems, human design. He's a great guy to get a reading from. But that's all to say that fate comes to get you. And especially if you have conscious parents, which he lucked out having you for a mom. Well, he did. I mean, the level of consciousness that was available in his household. But for all of you listening who are looking for understanding your kid, or wanting to figure out a career for you that you know you love astrology, you could go get a reading from Nick. I mean, I just want to plug him. I don't do readings anymore, but because I have a large company with over 40 employees now, but I do support local astrologers and or cyberspace. In cyberspace, you can have anyone come talk to you anytime, anywhere. And Nick McCrae is one of the best. So I just want to put a plug in for him. The fact that I met him at 18, that we came to obscure, where do you live in Canada?
I live in Grand Prairie, Alberta, Canada. So way up north, northern part of the Alberta province of Canada. And
way up north.
Way like up there.
When I used to call the airlines, that's so funny, to get my ticket, they'd be like, Grand Prairie, Texas? I was like, no, Grand Prairie, Alberta. And they were like, well, we can't help you. And I have to give them the code. Like, yes, you can.
We're a place.
You're real, and it's just obscure. It's another statement of fate that I met Nick. He became an astrologer. I met you in Sedona. What were we doing in Sedona?
We were in a retreat with Colette Baron Reed. You were also facilitating.
Oh my God! Now that was like 125 years ago. That is so true. And I met you at Colette Baron Reed's retreat. I remember now when we had the reading in that little room.
Yes.
I fell in love with you then. That's the right answer. Oh my God. It just goes to show you never know what a chance encounter can happen. You never know when fate or magic are aiming at you. Exactly. You never know when Cupid's got the bow and arrow and they're going to shoot you. They made me fall in love with Tanis. Tanis had a son. He got Cupid. He fell in love with astrology. you don't know when this crazy stuff's going to happen.
You do not. And you know what was so interesting about that is you asked me what happened when I was 28. You asked me, Tess, what happened when you were 28? And I said, oh, I gave birth to my son. And you, and what we found out subsequently, of course, was this was Nick. And he was, so my Saturn return, my Saturn is at 29 degrees Aquarius. And Nick's Saturn is at 29 degrees Aquarius. You could not have plopped him smack dab in the middle of my Saturn return.
It was so, the exact degree of your Saturn return.
Exact degree. So we share the exact
degree. Which happens only once every 30 years. Let's distinguish this. It's a very specific moment in time. It does not happen.
Does not happen. Yeah. Degree. Do you want to talk about
it? By the way, it's happening again. Hello.
Yes. it's soon. I think 2023.
Yes, it's in 2 years.
Is my sort of next one. If I give birth to something, I hope it's a new idea or a new place that's warm or something. Of course, I love this. So we tease each other that he's my Saturn baby, and I'm the Saturn mom. So we exchange teacher roles and trigger roles. Oh, I trigger you. You trigger me. It's all good. We're Saturn.
And has he been a teacher for you?
He has been an incredible teacher for me. He does not let me get away with managing and controlling on any level, which is wonderful.
Because he won't listen, because he's rebellious.
Because he is very sure in himself. And so, said the Libra to the Taurus. And that's a beautiful thing. And rather than push that away or make it wrong, which of course would create rebellion, it was a lot better to not create anything to rebel against and start communication. Got the air here. She's going to communicate things. She's going to, we're going to meet at that emotional level, and rather than at that sort of trigger level. So we let the trigger happen, but then communication is super, super important.
And you're so good at it. Look at you. You've got your radio show. You've written a book. Tell us about your book.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll talk about our book instead of going to break. So yes, I wrote a book. It was called, I have it right here, Talking to Myself, which is why we are talking to Tanis.
Oh my God, that's so crazy, Talking to Myself.
That's right. And then Evolving on Purpose. And that's this show as well. And it was styled after this book, because this book is a lot what you were speaking about earlier, about telling your own story, right? Telling your own story. This is kind of a self-propelled workshop that I did for about 10 years called Awaken Your Inner Healer. And it was about you discovering you, your empowerment, that you're the driver of your bus, that you're the driver of your human vehicle, and that you can go in and find the answers. They're in there. And that it's about your relationship with your emotional being. Because let's be real, everything is at the emotional level. That's where triggers are, that's where memories are, that's where we are. We're at the emotional level. And a lot of people don't take, maybe even know to take the time and effort. What's your emotional health regimen? Like, you have a physical health regimen, and now we've got so much beautiful awareness around mental health. It's just starting to come out. But what about your emotional health? You know, what's going on in your memories? Because emotions hook memories in. That's why you have memories. So the deeper the emotion, the better the memory, the more accurate the memory. And so I have found, and I've been doing this since 2006, is what are you doing to presence with your emotional well-being? In any moment, in any given moment, are you just letting it run you? Or are you being aware? it's okay. I have emotions. That's how I interact with the world. You know, and this is the girl with one water, right?
I was just going to look at that. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
So I love you're in the same street as me with Tell Me a Story. My goodness, here we are.
But here we are.
Had that news when we first met. Like, I think I know you, which we did at a soul level. Yeah. Your conversation of emotional, I call it emotional wisdom. I like what you call it. Emotional, like awareness of what am I doing to sustain and cultivate my emotional. That's so profound, Tanis.
Thank you.
Have you been able to do promotion and do some teaching?
I did. I published the book 5 years ago, and it has its own life. It goes and finds people, and then they find me, or I find people, and then the book finds them. And I love that sort of natural progression. Yes, absolutely. Promoted it locally, and just, you know, on the internet. And here now we are promoting it again. But it is just like something else I created from scratch.
And how did you get to that teaching?
Well, like I said, it was a workshop that I had done for about 10 years, and it was called Awaken Your Inner Healer. And it was about saying to people, you know, you have the capability of you don't have any control over how the external world is dealing with you, but you have 100% control over how you're dealing with the external world. And so I'm like, this is a really important reframe. Is to start to come from being oriented on the inside rather than reactionary from the outside.
Give us an example. Like, tell us how it shows up in your world. Like, one of the best examples that you use.
So when someone hurts my feelings, you know, when my feelings get hurt, we always say that hurt my feelings or someone hurt my feelings. But in reality, they're touching something really valuable in me that I don't know about me. Until it's touched emotionally. And that's my trigger to go do something about it. So I stop and I say this important question, Tanis, what's that teaching you about you? What's that teaching you about you? What memories are attached to that? What circumstance, what experience are attached to that feeling? It's arising in the moment, but it has a story. It has a past. And look here, it's come up for your perusal. I call the person who triggers me, it's in my book, it's called wound pokers. So when someone pokes your wound, right? You're like, oh, don't poke me, that hurts. What did you poke me for? But that's all about them. When in reality, it's like, oh, I did not know that was there. Thanks for pointing it out.
Got it.
And then you get to go and do that internal journey, that internal look. And I get excited. They're juicy. I call them juicy ones. When they're really hurt, they're like, ooh, this is a juicy one. This is a long held pattern that I have held. So here's a story. So when I was born, so this will go way back to when I was born, my mother came in to have me, and the doctor who was on call actually had cancer, and he had just went home to go to sleep. So the nurses didn't want to wake him up and bring him back to the hospital. So they gave my mom a sleeping pill, and then I was not born until the next morning. And so what happened was this pattern came into my being that if I get overlooked, I'm in danger. Because when I was born, I was so unresponsive, the doctor told my mom I wouldn't survive if they didn't feed me every 2 hours.
Wow.
And so what I came across, and I just came across this one a couple of months ago, and I realized there was this safety layer right from that moment, that emotional, I'm not safe in this world. If you get overlooked, if you're not taken into account, you could be in danger. And that pattern was replicated in both births of my children to a certain extent. Nick was face up, a stargazer, they call it. Isn't that awesome? And so, yeah, I had to emergency, I had to Yeah, I won't go into the story. It's quite graphic, but it was there. And then with my other son, he was breech, and I went into emergency, had to have emergency C-section. I was in danger. And this pattern has been underlying everything for me until I came across it. And somebody triggered it. I don't remember the trigger now, but I was like, oh, wow. It is so exciting when you find that. When you find that little story. That's why I love this. Tell me a story.
It's so interesting. In my experience, my mom, the legacy of my birth was that, well, why do I know this? That I was a third child and she didn't want me. So the whole pregnancy, she has two sisters and they would be like, oh my God, you know, Tilly's pregnant and this is so terrible. She doesn't, that was a great energy. And then she wanted to have an abortion, which they should never have told me, but she didn't. She didn't, obviously.
Obviously.
But then the entrance of my life was my mom didn't want me. It was very clear that I was excessive and I was the extra and I was unneeded or unwanted. And that energy is, to your point, stayed with me for years and years and years until I did some work where I realized I was so desperate to have someone want me. Like, you tell me you want, and of course that's not every relationship I was in, I felt like I was being either neglected or unchosen, or I was left out, or I was his work mattered more than me, or there was a million versions of it until I unearthed that this was my wound. And yes, it kept getting poked. And
yes.
You love that. And then I rewrote the story, like, hold on a minute. But by saying to someone, you need to choose me and give me the experience of being wanted. Yes. And I will do, you know, then we can figure out what your wound is, but mine is specifically, and you know, it's so funny because now in my success, it's just the funniest thing. Now I have, you know, as you know, I have these videos and they go out every day and they're to the tune of between 10 and 20,000 people a day watch these astrology videos that are on YouTube for free. But then I get people walk down the street and it happens at least once a week, if not more, everywhere in the world. And they'll say to me, oh my God, it's Deborah. I love you. And I'm like, you love me? Like, now I have this experience where the medicine has shown up in kind of a cosmic joke. Like, I wasn't wanted. Well, now I'm really wanted. But that karmic pattern that was inherent in my psyche played havoc. Like, every time I got triggered, I didn't understand it until I did the unraveling, until I did the therapeutic process, which in your case, I love this, is talking to myself, but in my case, it's tell me a story. We're so on the same street.
I know.
But it does take some unwinding. It does take some wisdom from somebody or yourself to unearth what is the pattern that lives inside of me that has me triggered. That's the short way to put that wound. Yeah. I love the wound. You're my wound poker. But so with my partner and I, we ask each other, and this is certainly an evolved version of being in partnership, like, what did I trigger just now? Can you tell me how I triggered you? So for me, one is obviously being wanted. And the other is, because I was the third and unwanted child, I was just an extra. Like, nobody had a give. I could talk to myself or talk to them and they weren't listening. So I spent many years of my life going, you're not listening. You know, that was my and now I realize I am such a good listener because it was exactly what no one ever gave me. But I've changed that story so dramatically. And that's to your credit and to your work, your life's work, and even the show. When we really are heard, and in my language, listen and silent have the same letters. So to really listen to someone, you have to be silent. You have to turn off your internal dialogue. Or that's what happens when you journal. You're no longer thinking about something else. You're only in the side of your own voice. And that becomes the healing balm. Like, hear me, see me, to your point when we started this interview, see me. Have me feel seen, worshiped, honored, listened to, served, and then I will become healed. So you can do it yourself, is your point.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's my specialty. If I have a specialty, it's I can see those wounds. And so they don't have to be triggered all the time to find them, or wound poked endlessly. Wound pokers. They're beautiful. I mean, wow. What an agreement on a soul level. You're going to come and poke me. You know, some people are going to come and poke me. And then some people are going to come and see me, like Deborah. She's going to come and she's going to say, I see you, Tanis. And you're like, really? is that safe? You know, there was this thread of safety. And I know it was really playing havoc with me when I decided to expand into the internet and not just do local work. And that wasn't friendly. And so I felt that was that pattern of you're in danger. If you're, you know what I mean? You can't go out there. It's not friendly. And I know that it served me. It probably kept me from a lot of trauma-based experiences. I was monitoring the energy constantly for something unfriendly. And now, as soon as I got that, this happened. This talk radio show happened. When I said, okay, I'm safe. The future is friendly.
Wow.
This is a friendly place.
And in your chart, you have something in your chart. I think you know this. Uranus, the planet of genius in Virgo, is sitting on your soul. Like you're here to invent new Uranian healing tools. And that is, I'm going to really celebrate this. And I'd love to get a copy of your book, by the way.
You bet.
Yeah, because it's exactly what my practice is
yes.
Giving people back to their powers. So thank you for the work that you do and your Uranian genius self that brought forward something that was non-traditional. Even this interview is so fresh. It's so fresh to hear someone talk about the emotional wounding being the source of the healing by tracking and doing emotional well-being. That's brand new.
Oh, well, thank you. It's something I've done. I mean, to me, that was just the only place to go. You know, I know that externally that Uranian energy might feel a bit unusual to other people, but it's been there for me, right? That's been there for me.
Well, you're an inventor. You invented this and created a workshop. And I remember you were an elementary school teacher. I remember when we taught and how, but it's so simple. This is so simple. What am I feeling? And can I tend to my own particular feelings and not project onto the world that's unsafe? Because that's just not true.
It's not true. But you need that outside world to poke you. So there's this beautiful relationship with our wound. Like that gets me excited. I'm like,
that is the opposite of what everyone else says. Your Aquarius is showing up again. You're so non-traditional to celebrate your wound.
Right. Well, where else is the doorway? The wound is the doorway.
In the soil of pain, wisdom is grown. Deborah Silverman. In my book, The Missing Element. In the soil of pain, wisdom is grown. So yes, this is truth. Oh my God, that's so profound, Tanis. Your name, what does your name mean, Tanis?
Tanis is actually an ancient city in Egypt where the first pharaoh decided there was one god and not many gods. And so he set up his own space in Tanis. Here we are.
So brilliant. Wait, your name is after an Egyptian town and you are studying how to bring a wisdom technology back, which is an Egyptian, unbelievable. It's water. You know this. This is the essence of water, is healing your emotional body.
Yes.
And he has no water, which is why you're teaching it.
Exactly. Oh, these are so awesome. We're going to go to break here and then we're going to come back and talk about more juicy stuff. More juicy stuff.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I can tell already. You got juicy stuff, sister.
I got juicy stuff. I do. You got juicy stuff. We're a good pair. Sisters. Stop. You betcha. All right. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with both me and Deborah and some more juicy stuff.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? it might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death, from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind, that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Do you need a spiritual makeover, or perhaps just a mental tune-up to optimize your life trajectory? Julia has over 45 years of wisdom to share with you, and she offers counsel by the hour, where you can choose from a menu of her services and receive both consults and or products. Julia went from being a maid to having it made, and you can too. If you're interested, contact me at www.hummingbird-jewel.com.
Hello, welcome back to Talking to Tanis. That's me, Tanis. And we're talking to Deborah Silverman as well, and world-renowned astrologer, my son's employer, and deep soul companion to whatever I think is going on in the world. So it's just beautiful. What we found out before we left for a break was that, as usual, the energy just loves to play with us. And that energy is saying, hey, guess what? You guys are meeting again to create this incredible expansion, to create this incredible ability or opportunity for people to come and go in to talk to themselves, And as I always say, to evolve on purpose, which is, you know, basically make the decision. Make the decision. Don't let it happen to you. Let it happen through you. Let it happen through you.
Don't let it happen to you. Let it happen through you. So yes, you can identify what the teachings are. This is where Tanis and I really overlapped and knew we were sisters, is once we got to Grand Prairie, wherever that is, we really resonated, because I remember teaching you, and your appetite to learn and your little notes and your little colored pens, and how your Gemini Libra just came through in spades, and that your passion, you have this, like, I remember going and having sessions with you, that you have this, oh, that's right. So I would go to your house in that little room, and you'd put your hands on, you didn't even tell them about that. She would put your hands on you, and then she would know what your patterns were. How did you do that?
It's just who I am. It's just there. It's so easy. It's so easy. I forget it's important. I forget it's unusual. I forget it's so normal to me. And that's what I love. I love being able to do that. People do this work and they find out they're normal. That's what astrology does, right? It's like, this is your gift. This is what you came in to offer to the world. And I was just so honored to be able to identify that, and then to grab hold, really literally leave a career in teaching and go into a career where no one believed what you were doing.
Then you were so good. People were coming. She had so many sessions. I remember this so well. Are you still doing that work?
You bet. Oh, that's my lifeblood. I love my sessions. I love my one-on-ones. I also teach online workshops for self-evolvement. I have a few of them coming up in February, March, April, May. The first one's called...
How do people get a hold of you?
You can go to my website. It's tanismcrae.com. The first one's called Sensitivity is a Superpower. And this is all about understanding your emotions are actually your windows. They're your opportunities. Your emotions are not to be suppressed, oppressed, and made up or ignored or avoided, they're actually your window to your evolvement, and that they're vitally important. The second is called trust your intuition, which is all about really having conversation with yourself, talking to myself, right? It's about really listening to that inner guidance and being that again, the author of your own story, right? And the last one I've only done once, but oh, it was a gooder. It was so juicy. And it's called walking through shadow. And walking through shadow is all about really being in fear without being afraid. So walking into your wound and sitting there for a minute, having a cup of tea, and being in your fear without being afraid.
That's brilliant. God, Tanis, I'm going to follow you around. Live in a cold land. I think maybe I'll just do it through cyberspace. It
sounds like a good idea. Or I'll come to you. We'll do that. That's a lot better.
Right. So that third class, Walking Through Shadow, when you take the astrology class, which, by the way, her son is one of our best mentors, we have 20 different classes. There's only 10 people in each class. So if you're interested, it's coming online next week to be able to sign up for it. Look for McRae. That's your clue. You're going to see Nick, and he is the only boy. It's so trippy. So cute. He's such a handsome little thing. So in the class, one of the topics that we do in personal transformation, the class is all about transformation, is there's a class on the shadow, and it's called Your North Node. But I just want to highlight that if you don't believe in astrology, or you think this stuff is too complex, or you don't really understand anything about your sun sign, we teach it at a third grade level, like grade three. Like, you could not get this wrong, because right. I make it, you know, me, I'm a little slow. People don't believe that, but the way I teach is very bite. You know, this was bite-sized bits. We did every weekend for, I don't know, how long did I come to Grand Prairie? I think it was every other month for like a year and a half is what I remember. Great.
You helped so many people.
It was because of you and our sweet friend who wrote another book on intuition.
Yes, Candace McKim.
Candace McKim and Tanis McRae. It sounds like you should be a team.
We're a team. We're soul sisters.
So if you want to learn astrology, if any of you are flirting with this today, you've had the best conversation with Tanis and I, but you want the tires to hit the ground, you go buy her book, my book, The Missing Element, or Talk to Yourself. What a great title. Is it on Amazon?
It's on Amazon. You betcha.
Oh, cool. And then if you want to take the class on astrology, you just come next week. And you'll go to Deborah Silverman. I'm sure the link will be here. Deborah Silverman, three words, DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com. And then sign up for the class, which will be starting in February. It's $1,000 US, but we do Canadian discounts. Don't tell anybody. Okay. Because Canada's
too late.
And then you can come and study with us. And at the end of that class, one of the topics that I think is so important to your point is the shadow.
Yes. Oh,
all that you talk about. How would you describe shadow, Tanis?
So shadow is where you're encountering the densest energy in your energy field. So we have various degrees of energy in our energy field, right? And energy to me is never good or bad. Energy is heavy or it's light. So energy that's heavy affects us quite differently than energy that's light. So when you around heavy energy, it's a shadow. It's the stop. It makes energy stop. And every time energy stops moving, it hurts. It hurts physically. It hurts mentally. It hurts emotionally. It hurts spiritually. And so the shadow is where your pain is. And that's the doorway. That's the juicy part, right? Is to go in through there. You're not, you know, I always say, you don't need to choose love when you're in love. You can only choose love when you don't think it's there, because then it's a choice.
That's so cool.
So you can choose to expand and evolve and grow and learn when you're in a space where it feels like those aren't available to you. But they, of course, they are. That's the perfect place to choose them.
Wow, that is so beautiful. You only choose love when you're not there. Otherwise, you're already in love.
You are love.
I love this story. Okay, you guys, if you want to have fun, you keep listening to Tanis McRae. I am so impressed. If you're on your first interview, can you imagine where you're going from here?
Hawaii. No. It's minus 36. I'm going to Hawaii.
I'm in the Airbnb right now. If you want to come to Hawaii, you just tell me. It's a cheap flight. You can fly from Canada way cheaper. It's kind of shocking.
You
so
bet.
Feel free. You, Tanis, I'm inviting you.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation. Oh, my friend. Anything you want to say before we wrap up? Any words of wisdom? Throw out some pearls. Yes.
That I've always thought my emotional body was the resource of wisdom because I'm a mush. I have Mars in Cancer and Cancer on my midheaven and Neptune in Scorpio. I've got a lot of water in my chart. And it was a burden until I realized it was wisdom. And I really echo and amplify what you said in your book about take the emotional content of your world and investigate. Don't suppress it and push it down because it doesn't go away. It just gets you sick. It gives you a symptom. Yep. Your body will implode when you put that emotional energy down. So I just want to echo anyone that's in physical pain or emotional pain, you call Tanis. I mean, I don't know if you're are you available?
Oh, I'm available. It's my favorite thing. And please, we're almost at the end of our hour already. I don't know how that went so fast, but we are also, please check out Deborah Silverman's Applied Astrology classes, deborahsilverman.com, tanismcrae.com. I've got links on there. Give me a call. I'll tell you where to go. Email her.
Deborah Silverman, it's three words, deborahsilvermanastrology.com.
There you go, deborahsilvermanastrology.com. And thank you so, so much, my friend.
A delight. Now you're way too far away. I'm going to hang up and keep thinking about you.
So thank you so much for sharing all of this with me and my very first show, my very first guest, Talking to Tanis Evolve on Purpose. We'll be here again on February the 7th with my friend Leanne Wolf, and we'll be talking about human design.
She has my birthday.
Yes.
We got two May 22 Geminis in a row.
Awesome. Well, thank you everyone for tuning into this very first show with my wonderful friend, Deborah. And remember, if you don't decide who you are in the experience will decide who you are.
Oh,
right.
Right.
Every single time. So choose who you want to be.
Said the Libra, make a choice right now.
Right now. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
I love you bunches.
Love, love, love.
Thank you for listening to Talking to Tanis, where you evolve on purpose. You're one step closer to discovering that inner divine being that's been waiting for you all along. For more about Tanis or past shows, visit talkingtotanis.com. Let Tanis help you realize that you will be heard, be relevant, be loved and accepted, all while having fun doing it. Join us live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.